trafficking in the DMV.
A sewage pipe near Germantown collapses, pouring thousands of gallons into a local stream. I'm Luke Luker.
How hard has COVID been on local emergency rooms? We'll talk to a doctor on the front lines. It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says five people remain hospitalized in stable condition following the derailment of an Amtrak train in his state over the weekend.
Over the last 18 months, Montanans have faced real serious challenges. But through it all, we've seen the resiliency of Montanans. That resiliency shone bright here in Chester yesterday, with neighbors stepping up and helping neighbors.
All 141 passengers have been accounted for. CBS's Errol Barnett with more on the train that was en route to Seattle from Chicago.
This passenger's description of a boom and then the carriage violently rocking back and forth makes it seem as if the rail itself under the train potentially failed. And if that's the case, investigators will want to see the maintenance record of the owner of this track, which is not Amtrak. It's a company called BNSF. That is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's company.
A memorial service was held for Gabby Petito this afternoon on Long Island. A large procession of mourners was seen arriving to pay their respects to Petito and her family. Her stepdad, James Schmidt.
Gabby, at 22 years old, helped teach me that you can always make money, but you can't make up for lost time.
A reward for fiancé Brian Laundrie's capture is now up to $30,000. Germany's Social Democrats narrowly won today's national election and are claiming a clear mandate to lead a government for the first time since 2005. Our Chris Livesay is in Berlin.
A central theme of the election, climate change. After torrential flooding this summer washed away bridges, homes, even entire villages, killing up to 300 people. Germany is already seen as a global leader when it comes to eliminating fossil fuels and embracing renewable energy. But many voters expect the next government to go even further. Leading the charge has been Germany's Green Party. Exit polls show it coming in third with 15% of the vote, setting it up to be a king or queen maker in forming a government. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Berlin.
The Tony Awards are tonight. WCBS TV's Dana Tyler has more.
You ought to know Broadway's long intermission is over. With shows finally reopening after the pandemic pause, the Tony Awards are honoring performances from the last season. Jagged Little Pill, featuring music from Alanis Morissette, is up for 15 Tonys.
I can't even believe these songs have taken on a new life in a way that has expanded what I even knew possible.
They'll be presented in 1 hour, streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. This is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 6:03. It's Sunday, the 26th day of September 2021. 73 degrees outside, headed down to the mid-50s. And good Sunday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. A police-involved shooting in Prince George's County. Police say an officer shot at a carjacking suspect. Another suspect is on the run.
A source telling WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. Police Chief Malik Aziz says this all started shortly after 11 a.m. when a responding officer got to this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, where a caller told 911 a carjacking was going down. The two suspects ran, the officer catching up with one of them.
That responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
Aziz says the officer is a 16-year veteran. Police say the suspect's handgun was found at the scene. In Temple Hills, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
How bad is the issue of human trafficking in our region? One group is tracking the issue.
It was in the year 2000 the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was made law, making human trafficking a federal crime. The Human Trafficking Institute reports more than 2,000 active cases underway, including sex trafficking and forced labor. As of 2020, among the active cases, 7 are in the District of Columbia involving 12 defendants. Maryland had 16 sex trafficking and 1 forced labor case with 22 defendants, and Virginia 8 sex trafficking cases and 1 forced labor case In all, 25 defendants. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
6:05, water officials are warning residents to stay away from a portion of Seneca Creek. It has to do with a sewage pipe that broke.
It happened at around 2 p.m. Friday in between Dawson Farm Road and Porterfield Way. WSSC Water says over 10,000 gallons overflowed from the 30-inch pipe into the stream. They told NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain where the pipe burst makes it difficult for crews to repair the broken sewage line. It is unknown what exactly caused the collapse, but the location has seen problems before. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused thousands of gallons to spill into Seneca Creek. And if you live in the area, you can still drink from the tap. WSSC says drinking water hasn't been affected by the spill. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
There was another nasty spill in Baltimore. The Public Works Department there saying they don't know how much raw sewage overflowed into two residential neighborhoods on Saturday, one affecting Gwynn Falls in the Reisterstown area, the other one spilling into Jones Falls. People are being urged to stay out of both of those streams. Sean Little was convicted of killing a teenage lacrosse player back in 2018. Now he's about to get a retrial. The Baltimore Sun reports it was discovered that the trial judge didn't disclose his talks with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. Court of Special Appeals ordered the new trial. Sean Little, another shot at a car, with 17-year-old Ray Glasgow inside. It was an apparent case of mistaken identity. And still ahead, after traffic and weather together on the 8th, COVID has been hard on ERs across the nation. But what about its impact on ERs here in the DMV? 6:06.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a great offer on a new Honda and be on your way to remote beach weekends, deep forest discoveries, and sunsets next to a campfire that you built yourself. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda CR-V, Ridgeline, or the all-new 2022 Civic.
Shop the Honda Summer Sales Event today. See your local Honda dealer.
Exclude Civic Type R. See dealer for financing details.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what. And this football season, all customers can swing big with DraftKings Same Game Parlays. Same Game Parlays allow you to combine multiple bets for a bigger payout. This week, place a Same Game Parlay on any NFL game and you'll be credited up to $25 if your bet loses. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WTOP to receive $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's code WTOP this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/